Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Tana Rabbanan Ma'aseh B'Mun B'Zamelech Shebizbez Artzarisa V'Artzarisa V'Artzarisa B'Shnei Batzaris. He gave out all the money of the Artzaris of himself and the Artzaris of his father. V'Chaber Lav Achiv V'Beis Aviv V'Amr Lav B'Sechel Ganzu V'Sif Anshal V'Artzar M'Chulei. The Tana said him for giving out so much money to stock him. Achonim are bothered with the Kasha that we know the Gemara says in Ksuvis and Mevazes, Ali Vazes, Yosim V'Chaymish, not allowed to give away more than a Chaymish of your Nechasim. What was the Heter of Munbaz to give away so much, which was more than a chaimish? And in the Sefer Tshuva Me'ava, he answers that this was a Shnei Batzaris, and there was a Chashash Pikuach Nefesh, the Aniyim could have died, and when it's a Makom Pikuach Nefesh, and it's mutter to do it in order to save people. Just min astam, a person shouldn't do it, but if there's a Pikuach Nefesh and a Chashash Misa, then avad it's mutter to give whatever you want. And I was thinking that maybe you could say a different teretz, al pi a Gvaliki Asari, Gvaliki Chiddush, that the Bnei Sasra brings down in the Sefer Agda Pirka, Beshem the Tanya, and the Gerasa Tshuva. He writes over there that this, the Chazal say, that's only if a person is just doing it in the midst of tzedakah. But if a person is doing it for a kapara, if he feels he needs a kapara, wants to be mechaper and something that he did, then there's no gvul, there's no limit, and a person can give whatever he wants. Avada, it's mutter to be mevazvez even more than a chaimish. And he says, just like for refuas haguf, a person could spend whatever is necessary in order to get a refuah, and we don't say that alivaz is yosim mechaimish because the he wants to be merab himself as a chiyav v'chay behem. So hodin for refuas hanefesh, it's the same thing, that it's a gar from refuas haguf, and if you feel that you need this for refuas hanefesh, then it would be mutter to be mevazvez if you're doing it for the purpose of achieving a kapara. That's what brings down Meshem the Tanya, and lefi that, it could be that he was doing it over here with a kapara, not just stamped him and kind of the mitzvah, but fact he was doing it for a tachas over here, like we said before. So maybe lefi that, it would be mutter for him to be mevazvez even yaiser mechaymish. And Agav, just the, I was thinking that the name Munbaz, it's Mistaber, that maybe his name Munbaz was Nikra al-Shem L'Smais over here, maybe it was Nikra al-Shem L'Asa, being that he was a person who was Mivaz was Mammon, maybe that's where the Lashon Munbaz comes from, and say it was Bizbez Naman, which is Lashon of Mammon, and he was Nikra al-Shem L'Smais that he did. And afterwards I found in the Ben Yoyada, Itanka says a similar thing, that his name Munbaz is al-Shem the Mammon that he was Mivaz, as he goes on to say a different Shalopi Kabbalah, but Pasha says it was Nikra Munbaz, Hashem the Bizbaz of his mammon.